I believe that for every evil act, there is a kind one.
I believe in story.
I believe in silence.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. I'm fascinated that within the span of minutes this month, we received essays on the meaning and power of silence in our lives. Is this pure coincidence, or does this say something about a more widespread yearning for many of us, a wish to turn down the persistent volume in our lives, screen out the noisy amplification that manages to pervade our days and nights? As the 19th century Scottish essayist Thomas Carlyle said, sometimes silence is more eloquent than words. And these words reflect the quiet sentiments of this week's essayist, Doreen Engel.
I experienced the transforming power of silence at a young age, and this left me believing in the necessity of solitude. At 9 years old, I was walking home one winter day the way I was not supposed to, through the woods. The snow was very deep and heavily crusted, raising me up among the bending tree branches. And then, in that languid stillness, I heard something. Something inside of myself that until then I never knew existed. This inner voice that I'd newly discovered became my regular companion from then on. Being so young, I didn't know that most of the world's religions commend us to spend time in silence regularly. I just knew that I had experienced beauty. I began to seek opportunities for solitude and also to notice unexpected moments of quiet. And now, years later, I have so many memories stitched together by a single silent thread. Holding my infant sons in the middle of the night, sailing my small boat far from shore, skating solo across a frozen pond, sitting alone in the room after my mother breathed her last, exulting after an exquisite performance before the applause, relaxing in a field with a kite overhead. From these and other soundless moments, I've learned that there is an underlying current to life that I can neither sense nor appreciate without regular immersion in silence. My yearly summer refresher is to go on a week-long silent retreat, which is part of my Catholic tradition. But even lifelong Catholics ask how I can do it, and really mean why would I want to. I cautiously tell them that I hope to avoid just being distracted by sound, and to remember how to listen for what is really important. Cage gave us the revolutionary performance piece entitled 4 Minutes 33 Seconds, where the musicians don't play anything at all. The music becomes the natural sounds in the hall as well as those present in the concert goer's mind and heart. Each of us could personally perform Cage's piece ourselves by just sitting for a few quiet minutes each day. Such a private concert might well be an essential part of life. The poet Marianne Moore tells us, "The deepest feeling always shows itself in silence." So, as much as I love NPR, I'll end by saying that for me, there is a time to turn off the radio and just be.
Doreen Conca Engel's audible pursuits include serving as principal of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Academy in Central Falls, playing violin with the Warwick Symphony, studying Spanish, and parenting two formerly boisterous but now very charming young men. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.